from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Share Show.
Wow.
What
happened?
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
He loved the 70s. I know.
Welcome back. Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter. That was Arnold Horseshack.
Arnold Horseshack.
My name is Arnold Horseshack.
Who?
You loved the 70s. That's Vinnie Barbarino.
Vinnie Bob. Bob. How did he say that?
He didn't. No, that's the Beach Boys. Bob Abraham. You're way off. That's the 60s.
Vinnie Barbarino.
You're off into the 60s
now. You got
me
in the whole 70s thing this week.
And good. I'm glad to do it. The week has been worthwhile. Besides the truth we're putting out, I got you to appreciate a little bit of the 70s. You got the Jeffersons in there.
Sure.
We got Led Zeppelin. We got a whole lot of love. We got some Brick House going on.
Nice.
And the moon landing was in 69, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So. Well, it was close.
Close enough.
Woodstock, 69, too.
Yeah.
All right. We've been just getting to this moment. This is the magic
this
moment.
This is the moment
this
where
is
the Elizabeth,
magic moment.
Elizabeth reaches her life's fulfillment today.
Yes, her life's fulfillment. She has sent us off on a 2.5-week journey.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
And the people in Pittsburgh thank you, I think, and here in Indianapolis and all those other places and on the World Wide Web, because
we do not ignore our listeners.
No, we don't.
We take them seriously.
Whether they like it or not.
That's right. Or whether they deserve it or not.
Let's restate the problem.
Restate it.
That was presented to us by these two viewpoints.
Sure.
And I hate the term
Come on,
Calvinism. I hate the term Arminianism.
Lay it on them.
Calvinism. Okay. The problem restated is this. One.
Number one.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
I'm not above it.
You're never wrong.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Thank you.
Number one.
No one can believe in God unless he gives them belief.
Number one.
Is that solid?
Yes.
Give me a verse reference.
Philippians 1, 27 and 28. Yeah, unto you it's
graciously granted to believe
in Christ. Ephesians 2, and grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'd like to add Romans 12,
it's
3.
Not out of you.
Is great.
Each man is given the measure,
of faith. To each man, right.
Yeah,
so, right. Number one, no one can believe in God unless he gives belief. But here's two. This is the problem, restated, is he refuses to give belief in this lifetime to most of humanity. Correct? It seems that if God is the one who gives belief, then and since we're surrounded by unbelievers, at least on the drive in here, I was surrounded by unbelievers.
Yeah.
On Keystone Avenue, I was surrounded by unbelievers out there.
Yeah.
Okay, he refuses to give them belief in this lifetime, and he even goes so far, as we discovered from Romans 9 in the case of Pharaoh, to harden people's hearts and actually keep them from believing.
Yes.
This reminds me, I'm trying not to get on a sidetrack, we got to get the rest of this. Jesus Christ said to you, he said this to his disciples, to you it has been graciously granted to receive these truths, but to others it hasn't been granted. Their hearts have been hardened. I'm paraphrasing them big time. To you it has been graciously granted to understand the secrets of the kingdom, but to those outside it has not been granted. Where am I? Matthew 13? Where is that?
Yeah, that's in Matthew. That's in Matthew. I got a better one. You ready?
Yeah.
These things, it says here, yet after his having done so many signs in front of them, they believed not in him.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
He did the signs. They didn't believe. That the word of Isaiah the prophet, which he said, may be fulfilled. Lord, who believes our tidings? And the arm of the Lord, to whom was it revealed? Therefore they could not believe, seeing that Isaiah said again that he has blinded their eyes and calluses their heart, lest they may be perceiving with their eyes and should be apprehending with their heart, and may be turning about, and I shall be healing them.
And to find out why this happens, you need to go to Paul, because he unveils the key that God hardens whom he will, and he has mercy on whom he will. So we're agreed there that he refuses to give belief in this lifetime to most of humanity, and even goes so far as to hardening their hearts to boot. Now, here comes the problem. Three, he allegedly sends those whom he has hardened to an eternity of hellfire, and one would assume without the proper clothing.
I'm sorry, I was carried
away. No, but that's the problem.
I thought this was Hollywood Squares.
That's what most people believe. Are you talking
about...
That's
a 70s show, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hollywood Squares.
I
used to watch that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He takes these people that he refuses to give belief. Well, he doesn't refuse, Martin, but wait a minute. You just told me that no one can believe unless God himself gives them belief. So you have to say that he refuses to give belief to those who don't have belief. Here's the problem. He allegedly sends those whom he has hardened into an eternity of torment. Now, notice this, that the Calvinist and Arminian viewpoint, that is the free will viewpoint and the God has determined beforehand viewpoint, they both have one thing in common. Well, the common point is a belief in eternal torment.
Mm.
But this is the falsehood that derails both trains.
Yes.
Both of these viewpoints are wrong because of that. The Arminians, in other words, the free will people, they duck the horror of Orthodox hell by making God not liable for sending folks there. And their ticket out is free will.
Yep.
God's not responsible. Free will is one of the easiest, in my mind, free will is one of the easiest heresies to disprove. We've got all these verses. We've been over them in the last few weeks. There's many verses that say God is in control. But it doesn't matter. If you're a free will person, you don't even care. I've had people say, show me the verse and I'll believe it. I show them the verse and they say, I don't believe it. What can you do at that point?
Yeah.
All right, so
they're blinded.
They are.
The Lord Jesus said,
"That's my resting."
Remember,
point.
The Lord Jesus said, "I'm going to die. I'm going to go to a cross and rise again 3 days later." And
he told the disciples that.
And the Scripture says it was screened from them, so they would not understand.
Ooh, I love that word, screened from them.
Screened.
That's fantastic.
And that's a concordant version word, by the way.
I feel sorry for these.
A plain statement they couldn't understand.
Yeah, a plain statement. If it's right there, and if God hardens you, you will not see it. You will not see it. I feel sorry for the free will people because they're in the embarrassing position of having to stare all these sovereignty of God verses in the face and then deny them. I've witnessed it. I've said these verses to people, and they just look at it and say, I can't believe that. But at least, unlike the Calvinists, they resist a God who damns people on purpose. I give them credit for that. They resist a God who damn, and the Calvinists are, God damns them on purpose.
Yeah,
so
we give the Arminianist credit for having common sense.
Yes, we do.
And we give credit to the Calvinists for recognizing that God is in control of everything.
And you're getting right to the heart of the issue. This is the thing that solves everything. If we take what is correct about Calvinism and what is correct about Arminianism and discard the common error between them, we will arrive at a beautiful thing called the truth.
Nice.
The Calvinists, as you said, Dan, the Calvinists are correct in that only God can give people faith, but they're wrong in assuming that God has predestined only a select group from humanity for eternal life. That is false. The free will people, on the other hand, they're correct in saying that salvation is for all. You see, the Calvinists can't say that. It's for all.
Uh-uh.
Because they say God only selects a certain amount of people. Uh-huh. So they're right to say that it's for everyone. But they're wrong in teaching that it's up to man to appropriate that salvation. To say that, right? It's up to you to say it. So they're wrong about that. So let's put both these truths together.
Put them together, baby.
Okay, baby. Here it is. I'd ask you to give me a drum roll, but you've proven that you cannot do it. Your drum rolls are horrible. Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll pretend that's a drum roll. Salvation is indeed for all, as the Arminians say, and God will eventually give all belief.
Wow.
Let me roll back the tape and say that again. The free will people are correct in saying that salvation is for all.
Yes.
And the Calvinists, God predestinates people. The Calvinists are right in that God will eventually give it. The Calvinists say God has to give it or you don't get it. That's right. But I got news for them. God is eventually going to give the faith to all. It's all up to God and salvation's for all. But God gives to each the measure of faith, each in their own order, in its own era. As the eons roll on, we are going to see the fullness of the riches of the grace of God.
You mean to tell me that God gets his way and God's going to be victorious?
Yeah, baby.
Woo!
I'm telling you that.
How can that not bring relief and peace and joy to all the people out there who have been listening and who have been under the bondage of religion that teaches eternal torment? How can you wake up every day of your life thinking people are burning? What kind of what to what place do you get in life to where you actually can believe that God tortures people for eternity and get a Sunday school class together and have everyone sing with smiles on your face while your grandmother's being tortured? How in the hell can you do that?
And if you do it, why don't you go out there every day? If you do believe it, you got to get out there every day at the top of your lungs and save people from this. And yet I look at the statement of faith, Dan, in a lot of churches, including the United Methodist Church, they have stricken the belief in eternal torment out from their creeds. They still believe it, but they know that if they push that, if they preach hellfire, that it's not going to make people happy. People are going to get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so they've stricken it from the record, but it's still their default belief.
Yeah.
But they have the...
What kind of coward? What kind of coward
would
believe
it?
If you saw a train hit a bus full of children, wouldn't you go and try to rescue them? And yet these suckers are out there believing eternal torment. They never tell anyone about it.
Yeah, I know. Because
what does that tell you?
I don't know.
It tells you that these people have been hardened and deceived in this teaching. But we're telling you, listen, God is a just judge.
Yes, he is.
There are judgments coming,
yes,
but God's judgments are not punitive. They are corrective.
Yes.
God is going to correct everything. He's going to fix the problems. He's going to eradicate sin and death, and that includes all the captives of sin and death. And there's going to be a day when God is going to have all humanity, everyone who was ever born, around him, when God will be all in all, and we get there through the work of the Son of God. The teaching we're espousing here on this program gives more glory to God and gives more credit and recognizes the extent and the sufficiency of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. These other religions, Arminianism and Calvinism, denies these things. It doesn't believe that Jesus Christ was a successful Savior. And they reinterpret the verses that say all mankind to mean some mankind because it goes against their theology. And when you go against the theology and when you go against the creeds, you are ostracized, you lose your income, and so forth. And the moment you step outside of those circles, just like that man who, the blind man, once he left the temple, right, he was kicked out, is when he found Jesus. And that is true today, we have to leave the establishment that doesn't recognize the scriptures and has a doctrinal statement. Listen, to take a denominational name is to deny the teaching of the one body of Christ with Christ as its head, and it brings with numerous other errors that float in. All these things we've been talking about on this program. You have to leave the establishment and find Christ.
And we are not taking sin lightly. Are you kidding
me?
No,
we're saying it was so bad that it has to be destroyed.
And we believe that none of...
Modern theology is almost saying we should just arrest Hitler and feed him in a prison. That's modern theology's view of sin.
Yeah, keep it going. Perpetuate it.
Perpetuate the man forever.
No.
We're saying we're going to eradicate it. Get rid of it, period.
Christ's work on the cross will eradicate sin once and for all. We're going to see the fulfillment of what he did in the eras that come. If you believe today, then you do have more than an unbeliever. An unbeliever is going to miss out on some great times ahead. The dead don't live until the 1,000 years are finished. But that's not all she wrote for those people. Thank God if you believe today, because it's a gracious gift, but God is one day down the road, because of the cross, going to give belief to all.
And search the scriptures whether these things are so.
Don't believe us. Go to the Word. We want you to be Bereans. Seek out the Word for yourself.
Yeah, we're going to the weekend on a good note, brother.
That's a high note, brother.
High note.
Yeah, good week, Dan.
Savior of all mankind, especially of those who believe.
1 Timothy 4:10.